Hello and welcome to this installment of the Jones and Bartlett Learning Podcast Series. My name is Bill Kimball. We're speaking today with Eric Golanti, co-author with Gordon Edlin of Human Sexuality, The Basics. Dr. Golanti has a bachelor's and a master's degree in biochemistry from the University of California, Berkeley, and a PhD in human development and family studies from the University of California, Davis. He is emeritus professor of health and wellness at Las Positas College. He has taught personal health and human sexuality at Las Positas, undergraduate human sexuality at the University of California, Davis, and Sacramento City College, and graduate-level human sexuality to medical and clinical psychology students. Welcome, Eric.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let me start off with the first question. There are a lot of human sexuality textbooks on the market. What makes your book stand out in the crowd, and how does it compare to others that are already out there?
Let me start by saying that it was never Gordon and my intention to write a book that was one of the crowd, so to speak. There are lots of really good sexuality textbooks out there, and it didn't make any sense for us to try to do what other people have been doing for quite a long time and do quite well. But when we saw that the cost of books was getting over $100 and then over $100, and that the size of the book was, 650, 700 and some pages with 2,000 or 3,000 scientific references. And I weighed one. It was over 5 pounds. So we got the feeling that what the field needed or what we needed as instructors was something that was way more manageable, cost less, and that our students would appreciate because of the cost and because of the size. So we set out to do a text that was more efficient than a typical text and we're fortunate enough that we were able to come do that in a package that was about half the size and about half the cost or less, little less, and certainly less than half the weight. So that's what we set out to do because we thought that instructors and students who are like us would appreciate having a more efficient package than the ones that were available. Not that there was something wrong with the ones that were available. We just thought an alternative would be appreciated.
Great, thank you. So I guess the next natural follow-up question would be, couldn't efficient just be another word for watered down?
Yes, that's right. We actually thought about that right away, what are we really trying to do? And the thought that came to us was that we were trying to create a different package and a different engineering of a book, if you'll pardon that expression. So we don't think that our book is any different or is any more watered down than a modern sedan, a 2012 sedan, is watered down compared to a 2002 Hummer. It's just a different package, a different way to solve a problem. So in this case, it isn't transportation. We're trying to teach the basics of sexuality with the opportunity for students to grow, to develop, to integrate the basics into their personal lives. That's what our courses are about. And so we developed a tool, so to speak, the right tool for the job that would allow our students and instructors to accomplish that without the size and the mass of a typical text. We also feel that some courses at some universities and colleges are geared to be, for whatever appropriate reasons there are, which there are, geared to be highly academic, very research-based, very scholarly. Our audience has been, over the years, one where human sexuality is a service course. It's not intended to be the first course in sexuality scholarship. That happens, and that should happen in certain places, but most of our students, they're not doing that. And there's also, unlike econ, where there's an econ 2 or a soc 2 or a chemistry, in my case, chemistry 8, which had two parts, our sexuality doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't lead to another advanced class. So we thought that it would be better to have a book that was way more balanced with the personal and the basic knowledge. So that is where we went with our book. So we really don't think of efficiency in this case is watered down. We understand what watered down is. It really is. We've done something we hope is very helpful, but very solid in what it is. Not watered down, just solid, but more the scope, more focused than is a typical book.
So if scope or extensiveness is not a major goal, what is?
Well, as I just pointed out, and I think this is important for people to understand, our book is about balance. You can't, the basics are there. The basics, look, Gordon and I were trained as heavy-duty scientists. We have that as our background. He was a geneticist. I was a hormone biochemist. We know all that stuff. We know the literature. We know how to do all that. There's nothing watered down about our approach to this. But we also know, I'd say both of us, you know, we're older at the end of our careers now, but in mid-career, we both, when we found each other, we shifted our focus from our basic science work and wanted instead to do something more applied and that was more holistic. So we turned to teaching non-scientists. He developed courses in genetics for non-majors because he thought that was really important as we were, you know, things were happening in the genetics field in the 80s, you know, really amazing changes, you know, that we saw. So he developed courses for non-majors that had a social and a personal impact integrated into them. He wrote a textbook. I mean, he really went in a different direction from how he had been trained. And I did the same thing. I was a hormone guy, and I developed a social science side to myself so that I could teach sexuality in a broader sense. But I think it's important for instructors to know that we don't evade the science. We're just very selective about what we present so that it fits in the package and that our students can get to it. And we balance that with the personal. And in the sexuality course, the personal is very personal. And we know that we are not there to muck around in the student's personal life. We're there to give them the opportunity to use the basic knowledge that we give them through the book, through the class, through the assignments, through talking to each other, so they can integrate this into their lives and understand how sexuality fits into their work. And as we as instructors know, and what those big sexuality books tell us, is that sex touches every part of people's lives. That's why you have chapters on the law and on history and all the other things that sexuality books cover. They do touch every life, but and that's what our students are aware of. Our job is to help them get the basics and then integrate that material into their world so that they can live a happier, healthier life. So balance is extremely important to us.
Well, thank you for that response, Eric. I'm sure our listeners will appreciate the detailed nature of it. So let me follow up and ask you that in addition to efficiency and balance, as you described, what are some of the other features of your textbook?
Oh, great. Well, the one that I think we are the most proud of in this book, because we've already been told this by the reviewers, but also in our history as textbooks writers, you know, we wrote Health and Wellness back in 82 was our first edition. We're now coming out with the 11th edition. And we've had a lot of great feedback from our health book that we are able, and as two guys trained as scientists, we don't know how this happened, but it turned out we were quite able to translate or make the science and the basic knowledge accessible to people. So when students read our books, they don't feel overwhelmed with technological jargon. We're very careful about how we structure things so that students can feel that we're on their side and that they're getting what they need. We're very careful about this. So our language, our concepts, our structure, our approach, all that we do to the writing is to make sure that the basics are accessible. And we're also very sure that everything we do is backed up in some way with a citation. We challenge each other all the time. How do you know this? What paper did this come from? Where is the science behind this? We were trained that way. So we are always skeptical with each other. We're always backing things up. So accessibility is always based on the foundation of scientific knowledge. But we somehow are able to do that. So that's really cool. We've been very pleased with that aspect because we weren't trained as writers. It just sort of happened over time, I think, that it happened that way. A second feature of our book, besides accessibility, is integration, which I've touched on a couple of times before, that our goal is to integrate the basic with the personal and the humanistic. Both of us feel that the science in all of its forms touches the lives of all of us, and it touches the human parts of us as well. And so to try to bridge the scientific, the personal, the psychological, and the humanistic is our goal, and that's something that we strive for. So far, in all the years we've been doing this, both as both readers of our books and our students, no one has ever told us we do this badly. So we assume that that's working, and the reviewers of our book, of this book, Basics, Sexuality the Basics, they have said the same thing. So we think that over the years, I mean, we're not just starting out. We've been doing this a long time. And so we think that we found, hit our stride, so to speak, that we found a way to do this. And and we just keep at it because our commitment is to our students and to have them have a better world. If we help them have a better world, then their better world will be our better world and everybody will win. And so integration and that and accessibility are very important to us.
Well, building off your last response, what do you think is the biggest takeaway you hope readers get from this book?
Right. We have, it's on page 3 or 4, I can't remember, somewhere early on in the sexuality book, we made a list. I think there are 9 things on the list. I don't remember, 9 or 10. I'm not going to read them here. Of course, I don't have the book in front of me to read them and bore everybody with a long list. But basically, I think what's important to see, I think all instructors of sexuality know this. We all know that sexuality touches almost all aspects of our lives, and in some places, extremely deep, meaningful places, you know, like our intimate relationships or our self-esteem or our developmental process, whatever it might be, or our biology. So we know that sex is extremely important to people. And what we hope, what we want the takeaway to be from our book is that students can feel confident to access knowledge about this field, that they can use the knowledge to give themselves a better sense of their own sexuality, where they will be able to express their sexuality in healthy, intimate, and sexual relationships. We want them to feel comfortable having tolerance and acceptance of sexual values and practices different from their own. And we want them to be able to be comfortable in the role of sex educator of their children.
And finally, Eric, why should instructors adopt your book?
Okay, well, in a nutshell, focus on the important basics: authoritativeness, accessibility, biological and psychological and humanistic integration, and low cost. That's it.
Well, thank you again for joining us today, Eric. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
That was fun, Bill. Thanks a lot.
Well, that concludes this episode of the Jones and Bartlett Learning Podcast series. We've been speaking with Dr. Golanti, co-author of Human Sexuality, The Basics. To learn more about this text or to request a complimentary review copy, visit go.jblearning.com/hsbasics. That's go.jblearning.com/hsbasics. Jones and Bartlett Learning, a division of Ascend Learning, is a world-leading provider of instructional, assessment, and learning performance management solutions for secondary, post-secondary, and professional markets. To learn more about Jones and Bartlett Learning, visit the corporate website at www.jblearning.com.